And what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Uninterrupted. This is kind of a special episode we're doing today. We're joining the Bruins, you know, I guess, frenzy in the trade market, and kind of want to talk about it with some good friends of mine. Sway Daddy herself, Danny's here. Also, JR is here. How are you guys?
Living the dream.
Danny heard about the trade and she immediately started drinking to celebrate. So we were just talking a little bit pre-show about what a fun night she has. So I'm kind of going to take her cue and I'm going to go ahead and try to replicate that tonight. I just don't think I'll last as long as she did. Like, there's no way I'd make it past 10:30, but I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my very best. Guys, the Bruins made a trade. Yes, I don't know if you guys heard, but the Bruins made a trade.
No, I must have missed that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm not interested that much. No, I'm kidding. Listen, they made a trade, and JR's been pounding the table. Me and him have been going back and forth at it, actually. And I'm like, no, he's not. I don't see Don doing anything. I just, when there's so much hype, I usually get let down. So I try not to, like, buy into the hype of all these names. And he made a trade, and it, to my shock, it was a damn good one. What's your thoughts on this trade? I need to hear some initial reactions, because I can read some of Danny's tweets as soon as it happened, but they're really vulgar.
I mean, this is technically an unfiltered podcast, so.
So I kind of want to hear her from her mouth instead of reading it. Danny, what do you think? What was your first reaction of this trade?
I mean, well, obviously it made my dick twitch a little bit. So
that's what I wanted to hear.
It was definitely. I mean, I was pretty excited, but then obviously there was what's that guy's name? Is it Pagnotta? He like tweeted that Zboril, Clifton, and. Was gonna go, and then I was like shitting myself. Clifton has embarrassed me this season, so I honestly really didn't want to get rid of him. But obviously, then that changed very quickly. So I was on like a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. But even with like thinking Clifton maybe was going to Washington, I was still more than okay with it. But I mean, we ended up honestly robbing Washington, so I'm very, very, very happy with everything.
It's a steal, right? I think it was Craig Smith, Zobrel, and it was Cliffy. And at first, I was the same as you guys. I mean, honestly, I Connor Clifton, he's grown on me. I wasn't a fan of him, but, you know, he's kind of a little wrecking ball out there. I like that he plays with a little bit of an edge. You know, he's not the biggest guy out there, but, you know, the kit is always up for it. So I liked what I saw from him this year, and I was like, you know what? This is kind of a little sad, but I was like, they didn't give up any draft picks, so this has to be great, right? And then we heard what the actual package was, but I was still okay with it because, you know, Orlov he's a top four defenseman, and he brings exactly what they need. And I even though I had confidence in the team as it was constructed, I did feel that with other teams possibly making moves and reinforcing, you know, their squads, that we kind of needed an extra boost. So I'm glad that it happened. Now, JR's, he's saying there's more coming. That may be. I just don't think it's going to be anything big. Like, right? You guys don't think it's going to be anything major. You don't think Don's going to come fully off the wall?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be something kind of big.
Yeah, I think kind of so, big. Too.
Everything
I think
that I've read,
already...
everything I've heard, I'm pretty sure it's going to be big.
What's kind of big? Can you guys elaborate on that? What's kind of big?
Like Ivan Barbashev or like Nick Bjugstad or possibly maybe like Nick Bonino or...
Possibly. You guys think Gavrikov he's still in play or no?
No, not at all. It was either Chychrun, Gavrikov, or Orlov and Hathaway. And it was, if you read the article from The Athletic today, they said basically is the Blue Jackets thought they had an agreement with Boston and they thought it was fully aligned, but Don's end, he said that they never came to an agreement and that he was just still searching, that he was still looking, that he didn't give them an okay. And when Washington basically said, oh yeah, we're putting Hathaway and Orlov, we're scratching them for trade-related reasons and roster management reasons, basically Dawn kind of swooped in as soon as he saw it, and it was pretty fast. And like you said, Washington was pretty easy to deal with. So, I mean, so it was either Orlov and Hathaway or Gavrikov or Chychrun, and then the asking price for Chychrun and then Gavrikov. I mean, I take them. I was.
JR? I think JR is having technical difficulties. Danny, let me ask you something, Danny.
Oh, he's back.
JR, you're having a little bit of technical difficulties. You kind of cut off there for like 15 seconds.
You guys are like on my end. I can't hear you for like 30 seconds.
I think it's you, though, because me and Danny can hear each other fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's you, buddy. But hold.
At least it's not me this time.
No, it's you. You sound great. You sound fantastic. While we wait for GR to fix his technical issues real quick, Danny, let me ask you real quick. Do you think they need another big move, though? Or do you think that if they don't do anything, they still are in good shape?
I think they're in good shape regardless, but I feel like at this point, like if you, like Don said, his wording was stupid, but Don's wording was we're going to try to like win it all. If you're going to try to win it all, then you need to continue to go balls to the wall and get additional pieces.
Right.
But I do also think now with like the, you know, additions of Orlov and Hathaway that they are an even more dangerous team than they already were. And that speaks volumes because they were already pretty dangerous.
Right. I mean, they added a little like nastiness to the back, you know.
It's funny because I like, when I tell you I like hated, well I don't anymore, but yesterday morning I hated Garnett Hathaway more than fucking anything. When I went to the Caps game a couple weeks ago, I was like mother like fuckering this guy like so hard when he scored that goal, and now I'm like, this is great, he's a Bruin. I was like, this is so awesome.
People were telling me like they were saying, oh, do you think him and Brad Marchand are gonna like make up now? And they're gonna be like, but of course, like Brad's a great teammate. Like Brad Marchand and Hathaway to me are players that you hate playing against, but if they're on your team, they're fantastic to have. And they're equally, I feel like they're equally both great teammates. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to be okay. Not to mention that I think Hathaway grew up a diehard Bruins fan, right? Like he grew up like rooting for the Bruins.
Yeah, he's from Maine.
Okay, so you know he said it was his dream basically to play for the Boston Bruins. So this is a guy who's going to be extra motivated. He's coming to the best team in hockey, and now he gets to add that nastiness that I think we are kind of lacking a little bit in the back end, especially in the bottom six. I felt like we needed a little bit more grit. I'm ecstatic. I think it's happy. I love the optimism from you two. I think another semi-big move could happen. I just think that you're going to see maybe like a smaller move. I think maybe a guy like Shen. I don't know. I don't know about Barbashev. I don't know. Where would you play him? Who would you trade? Because someone has to leave the lineup. So who would you get rid of?
I don't know necessarily if it'd be a roster player. I mean, I guess you could give up the 2024 first and you can give up a prospect.
No, right, but who would you replace? Let's say you put Barbashev in the lineup. Who are you taking out? Because someone has to get traded. I mean, they're going to need a roster. If you look up and down the roster right now, and now that Jake DeBrusk is back, and by the way, can we talk about how Jake DeBrusk is having a phenomenal year? And on top of that, he came back and picked up exactly where he left off. I think he's got like, what, 3 goals since he's been back?
3 goals in 3 games.
Yeah. So who would you take out? You bring in Barbashev, right? Like, okay, who leaves the lineup?
Honestly, he plays center and he plays wing. You could just rest Nosek. I mean, so, to be honest, he's a left-handed center. He's basically just Nosek, but better. And he knows how to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nosek isn't that bad. Or he's not that good. It's not that good.
Could be worse.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only player that I am not comfortable on this team is Brandon Carlo. And I would not mind if he got replaced.
No, he's not getting moved.
But unfortunately, I don't think so. I don't think he's getting moved either. And every time I talk shit about Brandon Carlo, he does something good in a game. Like I think last night he scored in that crazy game that wins the Kraken, which by the way, I think we have a real rivalry with Seattle. like both games were you know, heated. And it's just kind of odd that we have this, you know, Seattle of all teams. Dude, but every time I talk shit about Brandon Carlo, he does something good. Is there one guy that you guys talk about, like you shit on, and immediately he does something good in a game?
I would say Clifton, or like all last season, I just hated Foligno, and now this year he's fucking, look at him, he's Big Dick Nick. Like, it's fucking insane. But
right, yeah. For me, it was Jake DeBrusque. I talk so much shit about Jake DeBrusque, and he has turned around and like been so good. And I think another guy that's is Trent Frederick. Like, Freddie's been fantastic, you know, for his role. The role that he's been asked to play and the contributions he's done in that third line, he's been great. Like, he's been really, really – I've really been impressed. Like, I thought he was a bust. You know, maybe he got taken a little too early where he got taken, but he's an NHL player, so you can't really be too mad at it. JR, what about you? Is there someone that you shit on constantly, and as soon as you shit on, he does something good?
No, I just don't like Brandon Carlo. He barely does anything good. He is 6'6", 235 pounds, and he plays like he's 5'4", 150 pounds soaking wet. I'm sorry, he's a pussy. I mean, he's big. Respectful. I mean, bro, he should be able to throw his body around. Like, he's got all that size and all that weight. He should be able to throw his body. He's so scared of getting hit, which, I mean, I understand. Like, the concussion history and everything like that.
I was just going to say, I think his concussion...
But you're so much fucking... You're so much bigger than every fucking person on the ice. Like, just throw your weight around a little bit. But no, he's a defensive liability. Shutdown... Yeah. He's a shutdown defenseman? Okay, I guess you could say that. But I don't know. I don't really like him.
Listen, let me ask you... a question. I mean, actually, no, hold on. Let me ask. Fuck the question. I'm going to go through this, okay? I'm going to read a couple of tweets to you guys, and I need some thoughts. First tweet is, the Oilers have more depth than the Boston Bruins.
Oh, is this that little fuck?
Yes. And they will go farther in the playoffs. And when you look at at the Bruins roster, they're old, washed, or just simply not good. I mean, can I get your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, first and foremost, this guy, I have been, like, trying to compile, like, the right tweet to tweet at this dude because, one, I'm petty, two, I'm 4 years old. But he has made me so fucking mad. But, like, I'm pretty sure either he needs to, like, get his dick wet or he needs, like, Marshawn to, like, kiss him because he has not shut the fuck up. There's at least 20 tweets since Marchie fucking tweeted at him of him just fucking losing his marbles. Like, I think something in his soul broke, but he's fucking obsessed.
I don't know what, I mean, I think Brad Marchand broke this man.
I think he genuinely, like, just broke part of his psyche. Like, I think he's having, like, a psychiatric break and he needs to get put in, like, a fucking soft padded room.
It's all because Brad said that nobody wants to play an all-star game in Edmonton.
Like, I mean, it's... He hurt him. He hurt him so hard, though. Like, this guy's legit hurt. He's really hurt. He, like, deeply. I'm just a little, I mean, I want to respond, like, say something else, but I feel like at this point, he's just being a troll. He has to be, right? It has to be a troll job.
That or he gets off on it, which is very plausible as well.
Right. So it has to be either that, it has to be a troll job, or it has to be, I don't know. Again, like, his psyche is really small. He has a very small dick, like, and he's really insecure. Like, I can't really say anything else about that guy in specific. Have you guys ever read, like, a tweet when it just completely sends you over the edge? Like, have you ever had that instance where you're like you just lose your shit? Hockey related, of course. It doesn't have to be. I'm not talking about, like, in general, because it's, you know, in Twitter, for example, I mean, everywhere, honestly, Facebook, Twitter, On Twitter, right? You'll see shit like that daily. That could easily be like, "What the fuck is going? Why am I seeing this?" So,
anytime a Maple Leafs fan tweets out that they're the best
team, the Leafs.
Yeah, the Leafs definitely get me. That or the Canes. The Canes, for some reason, like, it just brings out, like, the demon in me. It's bad.
Canes fans are easy to ignore. They don't know anything. They're in hillbilly land.
I think that's why it fucks me up. I'm like, you're talking so much shit, and you don't even come from a fucking hockey town.
Yeah.
They come from Cousin Fuckerville.
here's the other tweet, guys, I want you guys to share your thoughts on. If the New York Rangers get Patrick Kane, they are winning the championship.
They could. They really could.
I could see it being a dark horse situation. The Rangers have always, like, made me nervous no matter what year it's at, like, no matter what year it is. But I think that poor man wants to be a Ranger so bad.
Yeah, but you guys really think that the Rangers can win the championship? Because they'd have to get, I mean, look, I think the West is really open, but I think it's just so clear that the East is just so much better.
By
like
far.
By far. It's like, do you remember, like, back in the day, like, when the West was so dominant and they were the superior conference for so many years? And for, I think it was the years when you're talking about, like, the Red Wings were, like, you know, dominating every year in and year out, right? It was just like, it was, you had the Canucks with the Sedin twins, and, you know, you had, like, it was, the West was always, but now it's completely shifted. And I don't know, guys. I just don't see the Rangers doing shit. Like, to me, the Rangers, I feel like the Rangers have a lot of similarities with the Leafs. I feel like they get to the second round and then they don't do shit, or they get, you know, I think one time I've seen them get past the second round and they still lost, which might have been last year. But I think Tampa's better. I think Toronto's better. And I don't see the Rangers as that much of a threat.
The Rangers are better than Toronto on every level. Like, they're built for the playoffs. Toronto's not. Toronto's built for the regular season. Oh, yeah, Ryan O'Reilly and Noel Chari, those are good pickups. I mean, I can't fault Dubas for adding them. But the Rangers are built for the playoffs. The Leafs are built for the regular season.
I don't think they're better than Tampa.
The Rangers?
Yeah, I don't think the Rangers are better than Tampa. You can't convince me of that. Like, I just don't see – I just can't take the – look, I would be more wary of the Devils than I would be of the Rangers.
Devils don't bother me.
No. They're good.
They're a pesky little team.
I could see them making noise. I really could.
So what's the one team that Danny said the Rangers, right? That could worry her. What's the one team that worries you then the most? What's the one team that you are?
Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes? Is it the Hurricanes?
Yeah.
Okay. I would agree with that. I'd also back that up. They make me a little nauseous.
They're a good team, man. I hate on them a lot, but they're a really good team. They're built really well. They're coached really well. They have great skill players.
I don't know. I still think Tampa. We need to
beat
Tampa.
Really good.
We need to beat Tampa, right? I think we need to get over that hump. I think if we end up facing Tampa, we need to beat Tampa.
I also think my whole, like, view on, like, the Rangers thing, too, is it's, like, everybody knows the, like, regular season obviously only means so much. It's really just to get you, you know, to get a spot in the playoffs. Anything can happen in a best of seven.
It's
There's
a clean
so many
slate.
Variables there. You look at just fucking injuries or just, like, any variable, like, along the way. And, like, shit happens, man. Like, I've been surprised many times of who ends up being those final two teams.
Yeah. Look,
Montreal and Tampa.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And then the next year, they finished last.
No,
yeah. In Tampa.
Montreal was a fluke. We can all agree with that, right?
Yeah, but flukes happen.
Yeah, it was a fluke, though. Like, they
Dallas
got to
was
the
a fluke.
They got. They had more talent. But yeah, people forget, though. Isn't that crazy how Montreal's in the absolute is a dumpster right now? But they were literally in the finals like 2 years ago. It's kind of wild. It's pretty wild. So I guess, okay, you guys have kind of shaken my confidence a little bit on this shit, and I hate you both for it.
My bad. We're here to ruin. We're here to burst some bubbles.
Yeah, I consider that bubble bursted. But yeah, here's one thing I'll say. It's Stanley Cup Finals or bust, right? There's just no room for here. Like, look, you're talking about Bergeron's possible last year, crazy possible last year. It's championship or bust. It has to be, right? Like, you guys will be extremely disappointed if they don't make the finals.
I think I'll die a little bit on the inside.
A little bit, huh? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I, listen, given your history of reactions, it may be a slight understatement on that one. But
I'm sure I'll have an entirely sane reaction.
I'm sure, yeah. Very, very rational response to everything. But championship or bust, right, JR? Championship or bust?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if they suck next year as long as they win the cup this year.
Yep, that's. I literally was just talking to my dad about that. I was like, I don't give a fuck what happens next year. Who's on this team? I was like, everything is now. Like, my friend was like, oh, maybe we'll go and get like season tickets together, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, this.
They could
year,
be a
like,
lottery. Oh, they could be a lottery team next year. I don't care as long as they win the cup this year. That's all that matters.
Playoffs right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm. Look, it's.
I'm all in on this team.
Specific. Yeah, this core is just, I don't think they have another run in them. I think this is their last hurrah. And I want to see them all sail into the sunset with a title. They definitely deserve it more than one. You know, they definitely should have gotten it in 2019. I still cannot get over that. That we lost to Jordan
Tuca.
Fucking Binnington.
Thanks, Tuca.
All right, listen, I can't stand it. I can't. It still haunts me till this day. So, it's championship or bust for sure. Now, with that being said, give me a prediction. Do you guys think the Bruins break the record for the regular season?
I give a shit about the regular season record.
I know. Listen, I didn't ask if you give a shit about the regular season. I just asked you, do you think they break the record?
No.
No?
No, I think they're going to miss it. Honestly, like, this is my gut feeling. I feel like they're going to miss it by, like, not even two or three, but, like, one or two, because that is just atypical for them. Like, that is
Brad Marchand and Charlie McAvoy have already said they don't care about getting the regular season record. None of the team cares about getting the regular season record. They don't care about the President's Trophy. I could see them punting a few of the last, like last games of the year. Just, you know, just chill. Like, I could see Montgomery resting a couple of the starters of like the last couple of games of the year just to get them refreshed and just to get a clean slate to get them ready for the playoffs.
I like the sentiment. Here's one thing I'll say. I think you want to be playing your best hockey and you want to be in rhythm and as a cohesive unit heading into the playoffs. I understand about, you know, I think it's kind of like what? Like the NBA, you know, like their NBA stars get load management. You know, they start preserving and benching some players and sitting some players a couple games towards the end because they want to preserve them for the playoffs. I think hockey, though, is a little different animal where you need to...
Consistency.
You need a little consistency and you need to get into that rhythm and that mindset. It's playoff hockey. I think NHL playoffs are, you know, the best. As far as a postseason tournament, I think it's the best in all four major sports because it's really a grind and a battle every fucking time. And it's also, I think it's the toughest tournament of all four major sports.
It's the hardest trophy to win in all sports.
I agree.
Yeah, I will go to my grave saying that. I've gotten in such nasty fights with friends over that before.
Look, I love football. My following, for example, on Twitter, it's 90% Patriots, you know, and I love the sport of football, but you cannot convince me that the NHL playoffs are not tougher. They're not harder. They're more intense. They're just, it's more of a grind. And honestly, I still remember the feeling I got when they won the 2011. And it's nothing compared to anything I've seen throughout, you know, on any other Super Bowl or any wins. Even, you know, like I was bawling like a baby when they won the cup. In 2011. So, and I have not felt that. I have not felt that with any other Boston championship sports title. So, just because I knew how much it means, you know, to the organization, to the fans, and just how long they waited. So, look, I think we can all agree if the Bruins win the championship this season, we are going to get absolutely hammered. And I will be at the parade for sure.
Yeah, so
I'm not missing out on that.
Yeah, no, under no circumstances will I miss it. And literally, I was saying this like in the group chat, my bosses literally all know I'm saving my PTO and I like may be taking a lot of random PTO dates in the month of June. So they know they need to prepare themselves.
Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead and start wrap it up. I think we'll try to reconvene in the coming weeks, probably after the trade deadline, to see what happens. Let's see if Donnie swings another trade. Let's see if he makes you guys look like geniuses and he actually goes balls to the wall and goes really all in and makes another major move. I don't know if I see another major move, but, you know, if he does, hey, it's better for me because, again, I am all in on this team. So hopefully that happens. So we'll try to reconvene. And I have an announcement as far as that goes. And that the episode after the trade deadline, I will be giving away a Bruins jersey. That's going to be a player of choice. I will not choose the player this time because I know a lot of the Bruins fandom, they have a lot of different selections of players they like, whether it's because of their play or their looks, I don't judge. So we will be doing a Bruins jersey giveaway on the episode after the trade deadline. So listen up for that. So let's go around for the virtual room and let's just Danny, tell the people where they can find you online.
You guys can find me on Twitter. My name on there is Sway Daddy. My handle, though, is D Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then there's an underscore after it.
She is Sway Daddy, though. JR, where can people find you online?
Twitter at Bergeron4Prez. It's Bergeron, then the number four, then P-R-E-Z. All I do is tweet about hockey. Every team in the NHL, but mostly the Bruins.
Yeah, and and if you want to shit on the Oilers and that fan that tweeted that, please go ahead. Just give it your best shot, and send me the DM of whatever you're tweeting at him, and I will gladly RT and like it because that guy sucks. You can find me on Twitter at TTMBrian. You can also find a lot of our stuff at Title Talk Media. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, and we'll catch you on the ring.
Looking for somewhere to place a bet? Looking for sportsbook, live betting, casino, racebook, and promotions? Right now, you can go to betus.com. Betus.com will allow you to join easily. There's a 125% sign-up bonus, a 200% crypto bonus, and more. Place all your bets, make lots of winnings with betus.com.
Oh, thank you.